אנגלית, תשס"ט, מועד ב', שאלון ה', מודיול אי, גרסה א'. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה, החזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the article below, then answer questions 1 to 7. Honoring comic strip artists. Comic strips are extremely popular in Britain nowadays, with a recent survey showing that 84% of newspaper readers go straight to the comics pages. However, according to the same survey, only 10% know the names of the artist who create them. Now the National Journalist Association, NJA, has decided to focus public attention on these talented individuals by awarding 5 annual prizes for Outstanding Comic Strip Artist. This is real recognition of all the effort we put in, said Richard Harris, one of the prize winners. The job is great fun, he explained, but that's not the whole story. Hard work, as well as inspiration and talent, are required to come up with a steady stream of new ideas. Competition is fierce, and those who do find employment must deal with the pressure of crazy deadlines. Nevertheless, he added, thousands of creative young people just out of art school are eager to enter the field. Laura Miller, another prize winner, is unusual in that she only came to the profession at the age of 32. I've had a passion for comics since childhood, said Ms. Miller, but never imagined one could make a living drawing them. So she took what she called the conventional route for artistic youngsters, university studies, and then a job in publishing. One day she came across an ad for a course that trained people for a career in comics and jumped at the opportunity. Soon afterwards, she was working for 3 newspapers. Now, 15 years later, she is still glad she made the switch. Where else would I get paid for my wildest ideas? All the prize winners stressed how much they appreciated the chance to meet with their fellow artist at the award ceremony. It's such a solitary occupation, said Ms. Miller. Most of us are self-employed and regularly spend 14-hour workdays alone at home. So it's wonderful to get together with other people in the profession. Almost as wonderful as seeing one's comic strips in print every week, which is certainly reward enough in itself. Questions. Answer questions 1 to 7 in English, according to the article. In questions 2, 3, and 7, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. According to lines 1 to 6, why did the NJA decide to focus public attention on comic strip artists? Complete the answer. Because, 2. What does the word this in line 7 refer to? 1. The survey. 2. The NJA. 3. The prize. 4. The job. 3. What does Richard Harris explain in lines 7 to 12? 1. How he found employment. 2. Why comics artists deserve recognition. 3. Where he finds inspiration. 4. Which talents the profession requires. 4. Complete the sentence. In lines 7 to 20, both Richard Harris and Laura Miller give a reason why they, 5. Give 2 reasons why people might not want to become comics artists. Take your answers from 2 different paragraphs. 6. What information is given in lines 13 to 20 about Laura Miller's career as a comics artist? Put a V by the 2 correct answers. 1. What kind of comics she draws. 2. How her university studies helped in this career. 3. Why this career started late. 4. Where she gets ideas for her comic strips. 5. How she began this career. 6. Why her work is so popular. 7. In the writer's opinion, the most rewarding aspect of being a comics artist is, lines 21 to 26. 1. Receiving awards for your work. 2. Being well paid for what you do, 3. Meeting other comic strip artists. 4. Getting your work published. Note, the exam continues on page 6. Part 2. Access to information from spoken text.
בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד ב', קיץ תשס"ט 2009, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון ה'. שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello listeners and welcome to Health Magazine. Our guest today is Dr. Leslie Robinson of the National Anti-Smoking Association. Hello Dr. Robinson.
Hello.
Your association has just put out a warning about the effects that parents smoking has on their children. Can you tell us more about this?
Well, a lot of parents only smoke when they are alone in the car or when their kids are out of the house. They believe that by simply opening the windows, they will clear away the second-hand smoke. You know, the smoke that stays in the air. But now, our experts have identified an additional threat connected to smoking that is even more dangerous. They call it third-hand smoke.
I've heard of second-hand smoke, of course, but third-hand smoke?
Yes. That's the term used to describe the poisonous mixture of chemicals in the smoke that sticks to everything. Skin, hair, clothing, etc. Even though you cannot see third-hand smoke, it is there. And it stays behind long after you think all the smoke has cleared from a room. It also gets into furniture and carpets, so that you can easily get it on your clothes by sitting down, or on your hands, simply by touching something. Since young children often put their fingers in their mouth, third-hand smoke is more dangerous for them than for adults. But of course everyone is affected by it. Have you noticed the smell when you go into a room where people have been smoking? That unpleasant smell comes from the third-hand smoke that has stuck to everyone and everything.
Well, we may not like the smell, but do people know how serious the problem really is?
No, I'm afraid they don't. According to a study we did recently, the vast majority of both smokers and non-smokers are aware that secondhand smoke is harmful. But far fewer of them are aware of the dangers of third-hand smoke. In fact, the term itself is so new that our researchers decided not to use it when interviewing people. So instead they asked, "Do you agree that being in a room where people smoked the day before can harm children?" Only 23% of the people they spoke to realized that this meant coming into contact with third-hand smoke and were aware of the dangers.
And did those people who were aware of the risks do anything about it?
Yes, they did. Our researchers found that people who were only aware of the dangers of second-hand smoke generally allowed smoking in their own homes or cars because they thought the problem could be solved by simply opening a window. But it was different for the people who already knew about the risks of third-hand smoke. Those people told us they had stopped allowing anyone to smoke in their homes, cars, or anywhere near their children. So I would say we have an important message here. Awareness does make a difference, and efforts should be made to educate as many people as possible, as quickly as possible, about the problem.
Well, Dr. Robinson, you've given us a lot to think about. Thank you for coming to the studio. And to you listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית.
Hello,
ואתה השידור השני.
Hello listeners and welcome to Health Magazine. Our guest today is Dr. Leslie Robinson of the National Anti-Smoking Association. Hello, Dr. Robinson.
Hello.
Your association has just put out a warning about the effects that parent smoking has on their children. Can you tell us more about this?
Well, a lot of parents only smoke when they are alone in the car or when their kids are out of the house. They believe that by simply opening the windows, they will clear away the secondhand smoke. You know, the smoke that stays in the air. But now our experts have identified an additional threat connected to smoking that is even more dangerous. They call it third-hand smoke.
I've heard of second-hand smoke, of course, but third-hand smoke?
Yes, that's the term used to describe the poisonous mixture of chemicals in the smoke that sticks to everything. Skin, hair, clothing, etc. Even though you cannot see third-hand smoke, it is there. And it stays behind long after you think all the smoke has cleared from a room. It also gets into furniture and carpets, so you can easily get it on your clothes by sitting down, or on your hands simply by touching something. Since young children often put their fingers in their mouth, third-hand smoke is more dangerous for them than for adults. But of course everyone is affected by it. Have you noticed the smell when you go into a room where people have been smoking? That unpleasant smell comes from the third-hand smoke that has stuck to everyone and everything.
Well, we may not like the smell, but do people know how serious the problem really is?
No, I'm afraid they don't. According to a study we did recently, the vast majority of both smokers and non-smokers are aware that secondhand smoke is harmful, but far fewer of them are aware of the dangers of third-hand smoke. In fact, the term itself is so new that our researchers decided not to use it when interviewing people. So instead they asked, "Do you agree that being in a room where people smoked the day before can harm children?" Only 23% of the people they spoke to realized that this meant coming into contact with third-hand smoke and were aware of the dangers.
And did those people who were aware of the risks do anything about it?
Yes, they did. Our researchers found that people who were only aware of the dangers of secondhand smoke generally allowed smoking in their own homes or cars because they thought the problem could be solved by simply opening a window. But it was different for the people who already knew about the risks of third-hand smoke. Those people told us they had stopped allowing anyone to smoke in their homes, cars, or anywhere near their children. So I would say we have an important message here. Awareness does make a difference, and efforts should be made to educate as many people as possible as quickly as possible about the problem.
Well, Dr. Robinson, you've given us a lot to think about. Thank you for coming to the studio. And to you listeners, goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.
Answer questions 8 to 12 according to the broadcast. In questions 8 and 11, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. The dangers of third-hand smoke. 8. What does Dr. Robinson say at the beginning of the interview about parents who smoke? 1. They try to avoid harming their children. 2. They smoke less than people who don't have children. 3. They have more health problems than other parents. 4. They try hard to stop smoking. 9. What information are we given about third-hand smoke? Put a V by the two correct answers. 1. What it is. 2. What it looks like. 4. How researchers found out about it. 5. What kinds of health problems it causes. 6. Who is most in danger of being harmed by it. 10. How do people come into contact with third-hand smoke? Give one answer. 11. What did the study find regarding third-hand smoke? 1. People don't like to answer questions about it. 2. It affects 23% of the population. 3. Most people don't know about its risk. 4. Non-smokers are more aware of it. They...
בהצלחה.